Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad
Shepherd. Ludlow police make quick work of school vandals. Mega Millions swells to a billion. UMass Amherst hiring. Irving State Park closed. Canine officer killed. And hairstyle discrimination now illegal. It's Wednesday, July 27 in Western Mass. Partly to mostly sunny day, high of 86 tonight. Clouds are scattered, low of 64. The winds are light and variable. Chance of rain, 40%. Ultraviolet index at 8, the humidity, 48%. A giant Mega Millions lottery jackpot ballooned to a $1.2 billion after no one matched all six numbers Tuesday night and won the top prize. New estimated jackpot will be the nation's fourth largest lottery prize. Jackpot has grown so large because no one has matched the game's six selected numbers since April 15. That's 29 consecutive drawings without a big winner. The $1.2 billion prize is for winners who choose the annuity option paid annually over 30 years. Most winners opt for the cash option, which for the next drawing Friday night is an estimated $602.5 million. Odds of winning the jackpot, 1 in $302.5 million. Well, if you do, UMass is hiring if you're looking for work. There's an on-the-spot interview event, and it's offering on-the-spot interviews for full-time benefited positions in the following areas: catering, conference services, dining, facilities, grounds, maintenance, landscaping, skilled trades. This will be at the Blue Wall Campus Center, UMass Amherst, One Campus Center Way in Amherst, of course. And this will be tomorrow, August 2, 10, and 18 as well. And July 28, the on-the-spot interview will be held at Tower Square, downtown Springfield, 1500 Main Street. And they offer flexible schedules, competitive wages, education course reimbursement, full medical benefits, and state pension and career advancement opportunities. Free parking available in the campus garage. Now, if you want a list of all available job positions, just visit careers.umass.edu. And for any additional questions about the event, contact KRALDRICH. That would be K. Raldrich at umass.edu. And please remember to bring your government-issued ID. The Department of Conservation and Recreation has closed the Irving State Park and is now saying the park will remain closed while they address storm damage. A microburst tore through Irving and Warwick, and that caused significant damage, including uprooted trees, downed power lines, left hundreds of residents without power. All camping reservations are now canceled and will be fully refunded. I guess you can camp out in your own home if you don't have any power. The park is not open to visitors. A highly decorated canine with the Massachusetts State Police was fatally shot by an armed fugitive who took his own life inside a home in Fitchburg following an hours-long standoff with police on Tuesday. Canine Frankie, a member of the department for about 9 years, is the first state police dog killed in the line of duty. This comes from Colonel Christopher Mason. Frankie, a Belgian Malinois, was a highly decorated member of the state police, and would have turned 11 next month. Frankie's transportation to the animal hospital by a Fitchburg EMS ambulance marked the first use of Nero's Law, which was passed in February and named for Yarmouth police canine Nero, who was severely injured in 2018 when his handler, Sergeant Sean Gannon, was killed while serving a search warrant in Barnstable. Frankie was taken Tuesday evening to Final Gift Pet Memorial Center in Cranston, Rhode Island, and escorted with full department honors. It's very sad, and thank you, Frankie, for your service. Well, discrimination based on a person's hairstyle, it's officially illegal in Massachusetts. Governor Charlie Baker signed the Crown Act in law on Tuesday, and the act bans workplace and school discrimination against people with natural and protective hairstyles. This includes twists, braids, and Bantu knots. The sisters, whose experiences spurred the development of the law, spoke after the signing, saying they're grateful no one else will go through what they had to go through. Monday at 8:06 p.m., Ludlow police officers responded to a burglar alarm at the former Veterans Park School building, 486 Chapin Street. The first officer located four bicycles in the back area of the school and observed four juveniles exit the courtyard area from an open door. Backup officers located new damage consisting of a completely broken glass pane on the front door and a window that had been smashed outward by a fire extinguisher thrown from inside the building. The four juveniles, all residents of Ludlow, between the ages of 14 and 16, were charged with the following offenses: breaking and entering for a misdemeanor, and vandalizing property. The Ludlow Police Department would like to remind parents that vandalism is a felony under Mass General Law, and charges will be sought in juvenile court. Just not worth it, is it? All right, dear friends, thank you very much for spending a little chunk of Wednesday with me on Pioneer Valley Radio. I do appreciate it. And our next program will be tomorrow, Thursday, of course, up online during the day and available to you day and night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Be well, be safe. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.